Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti back home in beautiful, sunny, cold Rochester, New York. I wouldn't want to be any place else. I hope you're all enjoying your Martin Luther King long weekend. Tonight we'll look back at a huge and satisfying win by the Rochester Lancers over Syracuse on Friday with one of our special guests, 2012 MISL MVP Doug Miller. And in just a moment, we'll also travel out to beautiful Utah and hear for the first time locally one of the top draft picks of the Western New York Flash, Chloe Coulihan of Brigham Young University. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will also be with us as usual to talk about the latest news in MLS, the NWSL, and the soccer world. Unfortunately, our Lancers host, Lancers Wall of Fame host Joe Redcard Sirianni, he's still out of action tonight. We wish him all the best. Talked to him earlier today. He's got a bad cold, under the weather, so we wish him all the best. We hope he'll be with us on next Monday's show. So I'm going to be flying solo, hosting the show by myself again tonight. So have pity on me. Anyway, we are very happy to be joined by our first guest tonight, coming to us from Brigham Young University. She's going to be suiting up for the Western New York Flash this coming spring in the NWSL. Happy to be joined by Chloe Coulihan, and Chloe's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. You can get your 2014 NWSL season tickets. They are on sale now. You can call the Rochester Rhinos ticket office at 454-KICK on Abby Wambach Way, or go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets for this exciting second season of the NWSL. Chloe, good evening and welcome to Western New York.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Very happy to have you on the show. This is Andrew Battisti here, and I was watching the video that Brigham Young made up for you for the fact that you were drafted by the Flash, and boy, some great highlights there from your time at Brigham Young. Why don't you tell the fans out there who are listening about your soccer background, how you got to play this sport, and what you've been doing in your collegiate career?
Well, I think I started when I was about five. You know, my parents just put me in some rec soccer league, and then I think I was, you know, good enough to play on a comp team, and then from there I just started to really enjoy it and played more, and, you know, played with a good club team here in Utah in Park City, and I kind of owe them my life because they pretty much taught me all I know. And then from there, did some things with the regional team and a few things with the U.S. national team, then went to the University of Portland for a few years and then transferred to BYU, and then just finished up my last season at BYU, which was great. So, yeah.
It's been quite a career with two different schools in the West Coast Conference, which I do follow, by the way, because my favorite basketball team is Gonzaga. I don't know if I should say that. I know that BYU certainly
had
that's
okay. They're very good. Yes, they're very good.
Yeah, a little down this year. Of course, losing a couple of NBA players doesn't help. But anyway, so yeah. Definitely a great league and a very established league in women's soccer. And one thing I have to say, though, I was reading about the BYU, one of their postings or one of their press clippings. It was from, let's see if I can find it here, the Digital Universe from Brigham Young University. They made a mention that the Western New York Flash are close to sky blue. That's really not true. I don't know if they're familiar with New York State geography. We're about 8 hour drive from New York City. We're way up in the, up close to Toronto, about 3 hours from Toronto. So,
right.
When you talk to them, if you ever talk to them, make sure they look at a map of New York next time.
So, I will definitely do that.
but that's okay. But I know one of the things I noticed in your bio that I was very impressed by was that you captained both the under 17 and under 20 U.S. women's national teams and had a lot of international experience. Why don't you tell us about the experience playing with the United States national teams and what it was like to be a captain and what kind of a captain are you? What kind of a leader, what kind of a leadership style do you have?
I mean, every experience that I got to play with the women's national team was unbelievable. I'd never trade it for anything. Such a great learning opportunity, with the 17s, I don't know. I'm just pretty outgoing. And I was playing, I was actually playing a sweeper at the time, which is kind of old school, but, I just felt like I had to direct the team, being like the last defender. I had to be super loud and tell people, okay, like, I can see the whole field. I got to tell them they got a man here. They need to do this. And so I think just vocally, trying to be a leader that way and also encouraging as well. And then with the under-20s, I was with Jill Ellis just for a bit. And that was great, too. I got to play with a few different players. And, same thing. I was playing a center-back position. Felt like I had to direct the team because, again, I was one of the last defenders. And, when people are vocal and they encourage you, it helps me out to know that somebody's behind me no matter what. And so I always just tried to do that for the team members, help them feel encouraged and know that no matter what, like, we're here in the back, we've got you no matter what. But the whole experience was just unbelievable.
I'm sure it was. It's got to be a thrill putting on the national team jersey. I know that's something I'm sure you'd like to do at the senior level, much like everybody else in the draft who was from the United States.
Yes, absolutely.
So I know in BYU, you moved up from the back and played more in front of the back four. When you started off, you were actually behind the back four. I'm old school. I know about sweepers. I remember the great name of Franco Baresi, maybe the greatest sweeper who ever played the game for Italy. So, but where do you think you'll be playing in the professional ranks? Would you think you'd be more of a defensive midfielder or maybe back to the center back position?
My hope would be like a holding center mid, defensive mid, but wherever I fit, if I'm fortunate enough to play anywhere really, but my first choice would be like a holding center mid.
Well, I know that we have Angela Salem was our center mid last year, holding center mid, and she's back with the team this year. She just got re-signed. She was actually available for selection by the Houston Dash, but they didn't pick her, so she's back again. Certainly a very talented player, been with the Flash a couple of seasons. But Speaking of players, I mean, who was the player that you looked up to when you were growing up? Who did you want to be? Who was the poster on your wall?
Oh, gosh, I think I had the whole team on my wall. when I was really young, I was, of course, the Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, Joy Fawcett, Julie Foudy. And then when I got older, Shannon Block was huge because I was like, man, that's my position. I love that place. And she's just unbelievable at it. And then, Carly Lloyd is now playing there. And I'm like, gosh, look at her. She's so great. And now I have this opportunity to play with her. And I'm like, this is just, so crazy. Like, I never thought that this would actually happen, and it is, which is really cool. So I really, right now, I'm looking up to Carly, trying to watch her and match her abilities, I guess.
And it's certainly, I'm sure, a thrill for you as a young player to get a chance to play with her and a lady named Abby, who I think everybody around here knows very well. I mean, for us in Rochester, I mean, we've seen Abby play for her entire life, pretty much. And her high school coach was a high school classmate of mine graduating from high school, Kathy Boughton.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of ties here. I mean, the Rochester area has supported soccer since the mid-60s and basically probably even further back than that with, you know, the Rochester Lancers as a professional team. My co-conspirator, Joe Sirianni, was the trainer for the Lancers. Unfortunately, again, he's not with us tonight, but I want to ask you, what are your plans for the next few months to prepare for the camp for the Western New York Flash?
Pretty much just touching a ball as much as I can and getting crazy, crazy fit. Being as prepared as I can to, you know, go into camp. Just trying to do what I can, you know, eat right and run and take care of my body and touch a ball as much as I can, you know.
Absolutely. I know it's a great opportunity for all the young players coming out of college to make their mark. And there's certainly some very talented young ladies that came out of the draft. And a number of them, of course, including yourself, will be with the Flash. So something I want to ask you, do you have any questions for me about Rochester? I've lived here my entire life. So, I mean, if you have a chance to look up about Rochester and where you're going to be playing, I know you'll be living in Buffalo, which is about an hour west of here, and all they talk about is the Bills. That's why the Flash plays right here in Rochester, because we're the soccer city. So
I mean, I don't have a ton of questions yet. I'm sure I will, but one thing is, like, what's the weather like
Right now? It's about 10 degrees and we're expecting the temperature not to get above 10 for the next 3 days. But actually, that's a little bit unusual, honestly. Usually it's like around 20.
Okay, so similar to Utah, maybe a little bit colder. Cool, good to know, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the summertime, it's going to be warm, very warm here. I mean, we'll get up in the 80s, but the Flash play the majority of their games at night, so it's very comfortable, and like I said, the stadium is beautiful, and we get a great support for this team with, you know, the players that we have, obviously Abby and Carly and the entire Flash team. That's one of the top teams in the league and in women's soccer. So, you know, we're looking forward, Chloe, to having you come in and to Rochester, to Western New York to compete for the Flash. Looking forward to the schedule whenever it gets announced, so we know when we can start to plan for our first match here. But again, we wish you all the best in the next few months, and we look forward to seeing you when camp starts. So have fun out in Utah.
Good.
Enjoy yourself, and we'll see you this spring.
Okay, thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Chloe. Chloe Coulihan here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be seeing Chloe and the Western New York Flash draft picks in camp coming up in just a matter of months, and we're looking forward to that, and with the Rhinos as well in the spring season. And we'll talk more about outdoor soccer when we come back next with Dick Howard, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. The International Report is next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score, big! big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers have a pair of games this weekend as they look to move into playoff contention. The Lancers are at Pennsylvania Friday at 7:05 and visit the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast on Saturday at 7:35. Go to ourlancers.com to watch the action live online. The Lancers' next home match is Sunday afternoon, February 9th, against the Milwaukee Wave starting at 3 p.m. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Dental Doctor David Olivo of Gates. 328-3382 is the number for Dr. Olivo's office, or you can visit his website at davidolivodmd.com. And with that office for my entire life since I was 3 years old, started by Dr. Robert Barnes way back in the day. He's passed away now, but Dr. Olivo has taken over his practice. There's still people from my youth that are still working there after all these years. It's a family practice, and Dr. Olivo is an original soccer player from Chi Lai. He played with Cali Little Guy Soccer with Ed Morante, Lancers Wall of Famer for this year. So definitely give him a call for your dental needs, 328-3382. Dick, good evening. How are you today?
Good. Just cold.
I know.
We've got the same cold winds that you've got. I think you've got a few cold blasts in the Rochester area, Andrew.
It's crazy, I tell you. It's certainly not not good to be outside, but it's good to be inside watching the matches. And, of course, today the Toffees were in action against West Brom in a 1-1 tie. Certainly a fair result on paper, but I know Everton had a chance to go into that fourth place Champions League spot, but were unable to do so. But what are you going to do? I mean, West Brom got a second-half goal from Diego Lugano, canceling out Kevin Morales' goal in the 41st minute. So it was a one-all tie. So Everton still right there, though, in sixth place, very much alive for Champions League.
Yeah, missed opportunity, though, Andrew. The first half, you know, they got the goal and looked to be in control. And then give credit to West Brom. They got back into the game. And Diego Lugano, I thought it was a superb header, the equaliser, you know, and he made up for possibly being caught out with regards to the Everton goal. But all in all, I think it was a fair result, although I'm sure that Everton would love to have had 3 points rather than just the one to put them up into this battle for a European spot. It's really going to be interesting, isn't it, with the way things are going with Arsenal, Manchester City and Chelsea battling away for the top spot, and then you've got that Liverpool, Tottenham, Everton. Dare we say Manchester United, although they're falling behind with the way things are going at the moment. But a good result, and the boys did very well in full value for their win over Manchester United.
It just goes to show you that when you have a veteran striker of the quality of Samuel Eto'o, anytime he can break out and put the ball in the back of the net. He did it three times on Sunday, and three different kinds of goals. A great individual move that guy got a bit lucky with the deflection on the first goal. Second one, he was right in front of the net, put away the cross, and then the third goal, it was an Italian-style goal right on the spot after a great save by De Gea off Gary Cahill's header on the corner, and he just, maybe the easiest goal he'll probably ever score as a professional, and it was all over after 48 minutes. And what was interesting, and I want to get your take on this, Dick, that the commentators were pretty unanimous saying that David Moyes is in absolutely no trouble right now as Manchester United skipper. Or coach, I should say skipper. Skipper is not the term.
Yeah, well, he's the boss, yeah.
So what are your thoughts? I mean, David Moyes is known very well from his days at Everton.
Yeah, certainly the way things are going at the present time. And the big thing, I think, Andrew, when you're in a position like a Manchester United, you have to be playing in European football. Champions League is vital. And that is, you know, getting farther and farther away. Well, they're at 37 points, and Arsenal got, 51? And the others are also doing well. You know, Tottenham have been revitalized in recent days. Liverpool, as long as Luis Suarez is scoring, are going to be always in contention. And Everton, of course, are having an excellent season. So there will be increasing pressure. You know, I think the fans have been very tolerant, but that rush of defeats, and certainly hopefully they will not lose to Sunderland in the League Cup replay, you know, the second leg, I should say. It will increase the pressure on him. They were prepared, you know, by the proverbial fans, with him taking over from Sir Alex Ferguson, but certainly if you want to sign top players, you've got to make sure that you're playing in Europe, and that's getting farther and farther away the way things are looking at the moment.
It certainly is, and the other comment they made was, it looks like they're going to have to open up the pocketbook and maybe try to bring somebody in, but there's really been no talk that I've heard about any transfer from Manchester United.
It's been very quiet, hasn't it? You're without Wayne Rooney, you're without Robin Van Persie, you know, you've had injured players coming back into the team, but there's still a definite need for, you know, somebody in the centre of the midfield to make things happen. It's not the Manchester United of all, that's for sure, and there will be signings, but it will all depend on where they finish in the Barclays Premier League.
Right, certainly will be, and it looks like the top three teams have now really, they've put a gap between themselves and the next three, so it's really now, it's like a three-team race, and the number 100 really came up a lot this weekend. You had Jose Mourinho's 100th victory in the Premiership, and a sweet one over Manchester United. And the news today was that I guess he was turned down for the job of coach of Manchester United. So certainly a little sweet revenge. And then Manchester City, 100 goals already this season. Incredible number of goals they've scored. Four. It was four on the weekend, I believe.
Averaging three a game. It's incredible, and certainly at home they've just been unstoppable, haven't they? You know, I'm sure there's lots of goaltenders going in and knowing that they're going to have a really tough game when they play against Manchester City because of their home dominance, and they're starting to get some results away from home, which is good. But right, exciting football, and Aguero just coming back in, but they have certainly shown their quality, and I think if I was a betting man, I might put it on the Sky Blues coming out on top at the end of it all, but there's still a long way to go, and let's not discount Arsenal, because they're just pecking away and getting good efficient performances, some very solid results. It makes for a fascinating time of the year, you know, when you've got this such a competitive league.
Right, and the date to mark down, the next big date, February 3rd, it's a Monday, and I will certainly be figuring out a way to watch it, and we'll be talking about it.
You'll be sick on that day, right? No work on that day.
Well, I work at home, so I have a little leeway, but I hope my boss isn't listening. But it's Manchester City hosting Chelsea, and if any team can hold Manchester or City down offensively at home, it might be Chelsea. And if Chelsea can get a point, get a draw there, they're still right in it. So that's going to be the match. If they can, if Manchester City can win that one, it might be the end of Chelsea's possible run. But I want to also talk about Spain, because boy, some very interesting results there over the weekend. Both the top two teams, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid, drew on the weekend. Real is up to 50 points, just one back now, and that's turning into a three-team race where it hasn't been a three-team race in a long time. It's just been the two big boys, but Atletico, they had a chance to go top and only drew at home, which was a big disappointment.
Yeah, I think Diego Simeone's done an excellent job, hasn't he, with Atletico Madrid. They are, I think, one of the dark horses with regards to the Champions League because of the way they're getting results. And he was a competitive player, we know, over the years that he was playing at the top level, and he's instilling the same kind of discipline and competitiveness, toughness with his team Atletico Madrid. So it's going to be very close again, and you want to see that. The only league maybe, although Roma will say, no, that's not over yet, is, of course, with Serie A. And I'm sure Mr. Siriani is delightful, you know, with regards to talking about Juve and breaking all kinds of records. And hopefully you get back in. We'll have you playing again next Monday, Joe. I hope you recover from your, cold, flu?
Something like that. I talked to him today. He was just, every other word was a cough, so he really was not in any position to be on the show tonight. But, Ting, I want to ask you, there was a report that came out today, which, you know, it may be true, may not be true, but it was about this transfer fee that Neymar was involved with Barcelona, that the money that was paid, that they're saying Barcelona may have actually paid more money than was reported, 38 million euros more. That's $51.5 million. Now, what does that have any bearing? What could be a repercussion from misstating the transfer amount?
Good point, and I saw the headlines with regards to that, and of course it's a family affair. I think there were family members involved with the transfer. Who knows, whether it's paper talk or what has actually transpired. I know Lionel Messi is having problems with the tax authorities, and there's just so much money being thrown around in the top levels of the game these days that I just shake my head with regards to what's happening. And with regards to the Neymar situation, I think Barca were just so desperate to sign him that they added in a few things, and it's now, as you say, significantly more than was originally reported. But no, I think we'll just have to stay tuned on that one. There's a lot of paper talk at the present time, and hopefully he can fulfill all the expectations with regards to Barcelona.
I wanted to talk about the transfer window, but it really hasn't been. The biggest news really has been Toronto FC with Michael Bradley and Jermaine Defoe. Really hasn't been much yet, but there's still a couple of weeks left. But this weekend in England, it's the FA Cup. The league gets put to the side, and Everton has Stefanage, a very interesting away tie for the top.
Stevenage.
Thank you. I mispronounced it. I apologize to all Stevenage fans out there who are listening. But certainly a trap game for Everton. You know, you're playing a lower division team on the road. Anything can happen. That's the beauty of the FA Cup.
Well, that's the thing, you know, with regards to it. You expect the top teams to win, and it's not often the case. Sometimes you get the upsets, and I'm sure I've mentioned the one in 1960 when I was involved with Crewe Alexander, which was then in the lower divisions, and they were playing a team called Tottenham Hotspur. And Tottenham at that time had Danny Blanchflower and a star-studded team. They got the double, and they were the team to beat. And they went up to Crewe in the north of England, and it was a 2-2 tie. And it could have been 3-2 for Crewe Alexander, because in the last minute, it was a great save by Bill Brown, the Tottenham goalkeeper, that prevented Crewe from getting a real shock result. And they went back to White Hart Lane on the Wednesday, and I don't know if you know the result in that game, but Crewe scored two goals. Unfortunately, Tottenham Hotspur scored 13. and it's still one of the largest defeats the crew ever suffered, and it was quite the game.
On the day, I'm sure.
13-2. Although I must say, a couple of years later, I was in London and I went to see them beat Chelsea 2-1 in the cup. So, it can happen. It does happen, but it shouldn't happen. And Everton, I'm sure, will be also keeping an eye on the 28th week tomorrow when they have a big derby game against Liverpool Football Club at Anfield. So,
that's right.
Lots of things happening, but there's always a mystique about the cup, and there will be some upsets. We know that.
And Chelsea's got a very tough match against Stoke. Certainly a very capable side, and Mourinho putting his undefeated home record on the line against Stoke. Of course, it's a cup match, but still, you know, the Chelsea.
That's an incredible record, that, Andrew, isn't it? That. Jeez, just amazing that he has not lost a game in the Barclays Premier League, right?
At home.
Incredible.
It is incredible, and just shows you that, you know, he's a great coach.
He is a special one.
That's why he's called that. But so, Dick, we have a lot to talk about next week as well. We get back to league play, and we have the national team games coming up. So have a great week. Stay warm.
That's good, and hopefully the Lancers will get a couple of wins as well on their travels. It's great that they had the recent win, and wishing Soccer Sam and all the gang all the best as their quest as the season progresses. Take care, Andrew, and Joe, get back next week. We need you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dick. Have a good one. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You mentioned the Lancers. When we come back, we'll be joined by Doug Miller next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers have a pair of games this weekend as they look to move into playoff contention. The Lancers are at Pennsylvania Friday at 7:05 and visit the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast on Saturday at 7:35. Go to ourlancers.com to watch the action live online. The Lancers' next home match is Sunday afternoon, February 9th, against the Milwaukee Waves starting at 3 p.m. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Cooja Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here. Joe Redcard Sirianni, unfortunately, under the weather tonight, so he'll be back with us hopefully next week. Waiting on Doug Miller. We're going to just take a quick little segment here talking about the Lancers. Again, the Lancers are in action this weekend with two important matches. They'll face the Pennsylvania Roar, who got their first victory of the season, an emphatic 16-0 thrashing of the St. Louis Ambush at home. So they'll be hosting the Lancers in their next match, and the Lancers the next night have to travel to Baltimore to take on the Blast. The Blast losing to Syracuse on Sunday by 9-8. So after the Silver Knights dropped the decision to the Lancers, they came right back and defeated the defending champs. So certainly a tough road ahead for the Lancers. They have four teams ahead of them in the playoff run, and they have to get some victories. They need to start this weekend with the two victories, hopefully, over Pennsylvania and Baltimore on the road. It certainly won't be easy, but I know they're going to do the very best they can to get those wins and bring themselves back into playoff contention.
We also want to give you a heads up for next week's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're very happy to announce that our guest for the entire show next week will be a Rochesterian who made news last year with Sports Illustrated as being the only American to play in the Afghan First Division, Afghanistan winning the FIFA Fair Play Award at the FIFA Awards last week. So we're very honored to have with us Nick Pugliese, Rochesterian graduate of McQuaid. And he will be our special guest next Monday on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll talk all about his experiences in Afghanistan, in that country, playing soccer and living in that war-torn nation. You don't want to miss this very special show featuring Nick Pugliese here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, one of Rochester's own. We're very proud of him and what he has done. So be sure to tune in for that next Monday here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
So we're going to take another very quick break here. We'll come back. Hopefully we'll have Doug Miller and Michael Lewis will be coming on as well as we talk U.S. soccer. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we do have with us now Doug Miller from the Rochester Lancers. Doug's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. The Lancers' next home match will be Sunday, February 9th, against the Milwaukee Wave at 3 p.m. kickoff in the afternoon. Go to rlancers.com or go to 872-KICK for your tickets. Also brought to you by Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing in Spencerport on Ridge Road. And, boy, it's certainly time of year for snow tubing. Some great fun and some great weather coming up for snow tubing. So we'll be hearing about Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing in just a moment from our next guest, Doug Miller. Doug, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Andrew, you guys need to talk about Glacier Ridge. That's what we're doing. We're getting ready to make snow right now.
Hey, you've got some good weather for it this year. It's going to be brutally cold for the next few days. So you got some great snowmaking time. So tell us about what's going on at Glacier Ridge before we get into the Lancers.
Yeah, well, we just got out here. We're starting to pump up. So they drive through Manitou. They'll see snow being made because it's cold enough for us to make snow. We had a bunch of kids out here today. You know, we had a clinic, and then we had snow tubing. So we had a mixture of everything going on.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I was young again. So, but this past Friday, you guys had a huge win against Syracuse. Finally beat that 9-match streak, got it off the books. And how important was it for the team from both a league standpoint and from a psychological standpoint to get that win over Syracuse?
Well, I mean, it's a win is a win. The rivalry has something to do with it, but you know, in the end, I mean, if we're still going to try and make the playoffs, you know, we've got to win 7 of our last 8 just to have a shot at it. And it started with, you know, the victory on Friday. And instead of finding ways, you know, to lose, we found a way to win. Even, you know, when, you know, late in the game, we had a top of the box giveaway. So, you know, kudos to the players and to Coach Josh, you know, to get the victory this week.
I was watching the game on the internet, on YouTube, because I was a little under weather myself, but I was very surprised that Tommy Tanner did not go to the extra attacker earlier in the fourth quarter. He waited till less than a minute left. Were you surprised by that?
No, I mean, think about it. You know, 5-5, they scored goals. You know, if you go earlier, you have a chance of giving up a goal, and, you know, the game is over. And, you know, they had the opportunity late in the game, you know, that they could score, you know, to tie it up or maybe even to go ahead. So, you know, you're down by 3, down by 5, down by 7, you go earlier. But, you know, down by just a goal, you know, you kind of take your time doing it and looking for the opportune time. And
wait,
I think
I remember
the second thing is that we didn't allow them the opportunity. We were pressing them a lot and yeah, they didn't really have a chance to call a timeout. You know, they had to get the ball back to their goalkeeper.
I remember a game last year where the Lancers were up 2 on Syracuse late, and they scored a 3-pointer to end up winning the game. And, boy, when that call with 4 seconds left and they had the free kick and they were lining it up, Santana lining up. I know what a cannon he has. I was thinking, oh, my goodness, it's going to happen again. But he didn't take the shot, which really surprised me. I thought he was going to go for the victory, but he passed it off, and the Lancers did a great defensive play. And defensively, I mean, Mark Sotile, what can you say about him? I mean, What a great story. What a great story of perseverance and hard work. And he got his first victory and got an assist above that with the goal that Andrew Hoxie scored. So I'm sure you guys were very, very happy for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see Mark be rewarded, 3 years of, coming out and training every day and then being a part of it and then getting the opportunity and making the most of it. And, I talked to him prior to the game because I could see, nerves. And I just told him, hey, expectations, are what we make of it. Most importantly, you've made it here and enjoy it because, you never know when it's going to be your last game. And I think, he went out and he enjoyed it and, he played pretty well.
It's tough. I was a goalie when I played in indoor soccer at St. John Fisher at intramurals, and it is one of the toughest things you will ever do. It's like facing a firing squad, and he shows a lot of courage out there, as all goalies do. The weekend trip you guys had coming up, Pennsylvania, they're no longer winless. They really got off the snide with a big win over St. Louis, 16-0. So they're certainly going to be looking for a win against the Lancers, and then you guys have to go to Baltimore the next day or the next night, and the Blast, obviously, they're going to be angry after losing to Syracuse on Sunday. So what do you guys think about this trip coming up this weekend?
Well, I think, most importantly, it starts on Friday. It's a one-game season. Every time we step out on the field, you got to take the first game, take care of business, and then move on, not look at the big picture. If you go quarter by quarter, game by game, the next thing you know, you might be, in a dogfight for the last playoff position. And I think that's the mentality that we have.
Well, we'll certainly, Doug, be watching you guys on the internet and waiting for the February 9th return back to the Blue Cross Arena against Milwaukee. That's an afternoon game, again, 3 o'clock kickoff, 8:72 kick to get your tickets. So have fun out with the snow and make a lot for the kids and for Glacier Ridge, and we'll be watching this weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll have news about U.S. soccer and what's been going on in Philadelphia over the past weekend with the convention and the drafts of both the men's and women's league. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
To tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake. Soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me. I haven't long to stay.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers have a pair of games this weekend as they look to move into playoff contention. The Lancers are at Pennsylvania Friday at 7:05 and visit the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast on Saturday at 7:35. Go to ourlancers.com to watch the action live online. The Lancers' next home match is Sunday afternoon, February 9th, against the Milwaukee Waves starting at 3 p.m. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Good evening, Michael. How are things down in the Big Apple?
Very good, thank you. How are you tonight, Andrew?
Oh, it's very cold. It's actually cold in this room where I do the show from at this super secret location, and it's brutal outside. But I got to tell you, first of all, for those of you who do not know, our guest here has won numerous awards as a writer. He's a part of our show. I'm very happy to be a part of it. We're very happy he's a part of it. He, over the weekend, earned his 12th overall SCAA Writing Award for his submission, Offside Remarks, from his column at BigAppleSoccer.com. By not playing, Michael Bradley again proves how indispensable he is to the U.S. men's national team. And he was given an award for that. So congratulations, Michael. It's well-deserved.
Thank you very much. I feel kind of strange getting an award over a sad situation at the time for Michael Bradley. He was injured, but I think it proved a point that how much the U.S. team needs him. He is the ultimate glue for this particular team. If the team wants to do well, that I wrote the column at a time when he injured his leg minutes before a key World Cup qualifying game in Costa Rica, and we all know what happened in that game, that the U.S. loss, and moreover, the U.S. just did not look very good, so I'm just glad he's gotten back to full strength again, and now, of course, he's in Toronto.
That's right. So I'm already thinking May 17th is that's the date. It's Toronto hosting the Red Bulls, and the Cosmos are on the road. I already looked, so I think it might be the next time that the four of us can get together and enjoy each other's company and watch a top-level match. Of course, I think there probably will be many press requests for that match with Thierry Henry in the house, and who knows who else the Red Bulls might have at that point.
Definitely will be a very anticipated match. You know, Michael Bradley, I think returning to the league really says something about the league, that it's willing to spend millions of dollars for an American player, not necessarily a foreign player. Listen, where Michael Bradley has played the last several years in Europe, whether it's in the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, wherever, it's a lot more competitive there. And you've got to battle for your position every week. He didn't always wind up starting or even sitting on the bench for some games. In Toronto, it's a different situation. In Major League Soccer, it's a different situation where players, maybe the star players, don't get pushed as much. Although, knowing Michael Bradley, he pushes himself naturally. But I'm looking forward to watching him play as a mature Michael Bradley in MLS. The last time I saw him and the rest of the world saw him play in the league was way back in 2005. That's 9 years ago, a very long time ago.
Certainly, and there's going to be a lot of news coming up, but certainly with the transfer window still open, but a lot of news happened over the weekend in Philadelphia where I was, and I'm glad I'm not there now because I got sick when I was there. But anyway, the MLS draft was held, the NWSL draft was held. So give us some of your highlights. You were there the whole time. What were some of the things you'll take away from those few days?
Well, I was surprised, I guess, from the very first draft pick, Andre Blake, a goalkeeper from the University of Connecticut, that a goalkeeper was picked number one. I'm not demeaning the talents of Blake, but I was wondering, did he have to go number one? I think there are other field players that could have gone earlier, such as a Harrison Schick or even a Patrick Mullins, who went further down the list. That was, I think, my most memorable moment of the draft. The MLS draft. From the women's side, as expected, Crystal Dunn of the University of North Carolina was taken by the Washington Spirit. I have to admit I'm a bit biased about Crystal. I've seen her play since she's been a youth player, and she has already been capped 8 times for the U.S. Women's National Team. As a starter at right back, saying that's not her only position. She can play right wing as a midfielder. She could play forward. She's a very versatile player, and I think it's going to be up to the coach, Parsons, the spirit coach, to figure out where she will make her biggest impact. He's indicated either a right wing midfield position or perhaps a forward slot. But I think right now she'll be wasted on defense as a professional player. U.S. national team, something else. You've got a lot of talent there, and you know, I think you're just happy to play. But I think Crystal Dunn will be a player to reckon with and watch over the next over the season.
It's going to be fun to watch. A lot of great women players there. I think are going to make their immediate mark in the NWSL. And the MLS side, like we talked about last week, may take a little bit of time. But some other news that came out, and I don't know if this came out of the meetings, but I see it on BigAppleSoccer.com that there's supposed to be an announcement in early February regarding the potential new franchise in Miami owned by somebody named Beckham that we all know and love. And he, of course, was at Chelsea, Manchester United, hopefully rooting for Chelsea. But if he was rooting for United, I'll give him a pass on that one. He did have a very stylish cap on, though, at the match, but... Do you think that is a pretty much a foregone conclusion that we're going to see the two Florida teams come in at the same time?
I'm not certain it's a foregone conclusion for Miami yet. I think there still has to be some things that have to be worked out behind the scenes. What, I don't know, but I know the commissioner, you know, did tell me and a bunch of other writers that he expects, he hopes that a decision will be announced in early February. I just think if it had been done before, they would have announced it this week. And I just think they have to cross the T's, dot the I's, that sort of thing. And will it be better for the league if a David Beckham group is part of the South Miami franchise? Definitely. Because he's got a name, and for all the criticism that he might get as being a celebrity player, well, he does bring attention to the league whenever he walks into the room. He just only has to show up, and people will gather around him. So I'll be waiting until the first week or so in February and see what the commissioner in Major League Soccer has to say.
Well, I think what it would do two things in Miami. The first thing is it would give people a reason to come out, because Miami is notorious for not having a lot of fan support for their sports franchises. I mean, it takes, you know, the Miami Heat has a star-studded lineup, and it takes that to have them draw. I mean, LeBron James supposedly wants to be a part of this venture of David Beckham. So, and that's the second thing, is that he's going to draw people into this franchise. I mean, you would think that he would be able to get 2 to 3 designated players that are big, big names that would fill whatever stadium they play in Miami, no matter who it is. I mean, obviously, they've been throwing around the name Kaká as the gentleman they're looking at. But, this is not, we're not even talking about this season. We're talking next season at the earliest for Miami FC or whatever they call them. I'm wondering if they'll call themselves Miami Golden Balls. That's the question I have.
Well, there's no question that David Beckham's name, he'll be able to attract and open... get his foot in the door for just about any designated player or a big game player the club wants to bring to Miami. That will be one of his big selling points, because he knows so many people, or so many people know him. And when I say people, I'm talking about players, agents, managers throughout the world. And that's a starting point, and definitely build from there. We'll see what happens.
And then another news from the NASL, certainly a very familiar name to all sports fans. Voight is partnered up with the NASL. They'll be supplying the soccer balls, and they're going back to a more traditional-looking soccer ball that goes back to the old days of the NASL.
I kind of like that. Throwback to, 35, 40 years ago? I like that that tradition. I like the fact, and I know you could probably do an entire show about this, but the fact that so many franchises today have taken on names of the original NASL. Of course, the ones that Rochesterians are most familiar with are the Rochester Lancers. At one time, I didn't like that idea in general. We're talking like 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, but it has grown on me, and I don't have a problem with it. I think it's great for the history of the game. So going back to a more traditional-looking ball, that's fine with me.
Certainly, and I think it's like you said, it's our tradition in soccer is the NASL, so using those names, like I said, certainly I think it's great, and I hope they continue to do it. So, Michael, thank you for being with us as always, and we will talk more next week. Hopefully we'll have some transfer news to talk about and some news in U.S. soccer. Of course, the national teams will be in action next weekend. We can talk about that as well.
There will be plenty to talk about for a late January Monday night.
Thanks again. Have a good week.
My pleasure. Have a good one, too.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass from New York. And we're going to thank Michael Dick Howard up in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL for doing what they do every great week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We couldn't do the show without them. And also thank our guest Chloe Coulihan, the newest signing or the newest draftee of the Western New York Flash, and Doug Miller from the Lancers. Lancers in action in Pennsylvania Friday night, 7:05. Baltimore on Saturday, 7:35. Watch it through rlancers.com. Next home match Sunday, the 9th of February against Milwaukee, 3 p.m. kickoff. This has been Andrew Battisti here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe, hope you're feeling better and be with us again next Monday night. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.